Some people wonder, why is it that we received the promises of God like we did? Why wasn't the gospel demonstrated in glowing letters in the sky? Why wasn't there some great miraculous sign? Why doesn't an angel come to each one of us to tell us about the gospel of salvation? You know what? If an angel of the Lord did stand before us, we might not believe him. Listen to what happened to a man by the name of Zacharias. It's in the first chapter of Luke, beginning with the 5th verse. There was, in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias, of the course of Abiah. And his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. And they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both now well up in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, "Fear not, Zacharias, for your prayer is heard, and your wife Elizabeth shall bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. And you shall have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He shall be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." And Zacharias said unto the angel, "Well, how shall I know this? I'm an old man, and my wife is well stricken in years." And the angel answering said unto him, "I am Gabriel, that stands in the presence of God, and I've been sent to speak to you and to show you these glad tidings. Now look, you shall be speechless and not able to speak at all until the day that these things shall be performed, because you believe not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season." You see? Gabriel, the angel of the Lord that stands in the presence of God, sent to speak to Zacharias, and he didn't believe the promise. You see, God knows us, and he knows how we think, and he knows how we act, and he wants us to come to him in faith and love, faith in his promises, faith in what he will do, faith in his Son. And faith that is forced upon someone is not faith at all. Let's pray. Father, I thank you that you are so wise in the way that the gospel came to us, through a babe in a manger, through a carpenter, through a man who spoke your words, but was not considered a great man by the great people of that day. And yet, all the promises you have are in Jesus. Help us believe, Lord. Increase our faith. In Jesus' name, amen.